You don't often hear football and bel canto in the same sentence. What about the same opera? Great Scott, no relation, is a new production about an opera company whose future hinges on the outcome of the Super Bowl. The libretto is written by the acclaimed playwright Terrence McNally, with music by Jake Heggie. The opera star is Joyce DiDonato. She joins us now from the studios of KERA in Dallas. Thanks so much for being with us.
Scott, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about this story. The opera's just premiered.
I think the best way to describe it is that it's a generous, melodic love letter to the world of opera and art. And it's mashing together a lot of different worlds. So we have the world of a local football team that's going to the Super Bowl for the first time.
The Grizzlies, right?
The Grizzlies, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have this American diva coming home for the first time in a long time, giving the world premiere of an Italian bel canto opera she discovered years ago in St. Petersburg, Russia.
And I mean, and it sounds like a real story, too, in that you have the acclaimed opera singer returns to her hometown, feels some distance from it, wants to do something great for her hometown. The fate of the opera hangs in the balance, not just the football team.
Absolutely. It's truly a story for today because it poses the question to all of us who love the arts and who are a contributing part of society, saying, you know, in the end, does this actually matter? Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of sacrifice, a lot of money, a lot of time for the artists on stage. It's a lot of heartbreak and a lot of sacrifice in their personal lives. And this woman, her name is Arden Scott, this diva, she's asking herself, has it been worth it? Here I am mid-career. I'm at the top of my game. I'm at the summit. And has it been worth it? And am I making a difference?
Yeah. Let's listen to you singing a bit from the role of Arden Scott, if we could. We're going to hear you're rehearsing your role as Rosa della Rosa in the bel canto. And we're going to mark the fact here that we don't hear the full orchestra or chorus here.
Right. This is with Jake at the piano.
Very beautiful.
What I love that Jake has done in this piece is he's paying such wonderful homage to the Italian bel canto period that opera lovers love. And then he really seamlessly weaves it into music of today. And we go in and out of these different genres and we realize there's not a lot of separation between these, that we're all dealing with music that is telling a story and giving emotion to these characters.
What is it like to perform a new work? And my question might be totally ill-premised, as they say, but I'm going to suppose that a lot of opera singers sing works that they have grown up hearing or have learned about by the time they do it professionally, but here you have a brand new work.
As an opera singer, in a way, we're in competition with the ghosts of the past. It's almost impossible for opera lovers to come to the theater and not hear Maria Callas or Beverly Sills or Leontine Price playing in the back of their head if we do the traditional repertoire. When we're doing a new piece that's been created, and in particular this piece that's based on a completely original story, it's not based on any literary source, the audience is coming for a completely new sonic theatrical experience, and they have to listen with very fresh ears. I'm not tied to expectations of, oh, Callas held this note a bit longer, but maybe I can't do that. I'm given incredible freedom through the score to really bring it to life with a new and fresh and original take on it.
Let's listen to another clip if we can. I believe this is the overture. Most of the libretto of this opera is in English. The music has what we'll refer to as references, quotations, if you please, that might echo music from you know, various popular traditions. And I wonder if you think this work is kind of a path for opera.
Oh, I don't think there's any singular piece that is a greater advocate for why opera exists. Everybody in the world of arts is represented in this piece. You have the donor, there's the conductor, there's the composer of 100 years ago, and everybody's really sort of given a voice in this piece. And I think it's going to really show the world how much enthusiasm and relevance there is to what we're doing. In Arden's life, she's questioning the sacrifices she's had to make. And in the Italian opera that we're presenting on this opening night, the same night as the Super Bowl, the lead role, Rosa Dolorosa, has to jump into a volcano to spare all the people of Pompeii, which, as we know, didn't actually turn out very well. But the idea
not,
is that
not
the
for
gods...
her or Pompeii, yeah.
No, no, but she at least went ahead and did it anyway. And so we're walking this parallel line about sacrificing and being a part of something greater than yourself. I think it's the perfect moment in the world, but also in American culture, to remind ourselves that the classics and the great arts really have something to teach us. They're far less old-fashioned than we think they are. If we look at them and give them a modicum of credit, we have a lot to still learn about ourselves through these masterpieces.
Joyce DiDonato, she is star of the new opera, Great Scott. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott. Thank you.